It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
High school basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game, featuring Pete McLeod.
Well, actually, it's Ed Lulley again. I'm going to have to teach them how to do that sometime. And Steve Nevs, and we're here for it. Should be a great game between the Frederick Cadet girls team and the Ligonier Lancers girl team. A lot of controversy about this game. We might as well talk about that to start. There's maybe tops 300 people here, including the players.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that it went down as it did. Ed, and you know, bottom line, you got to think of student safety and all that first, and that's where the decision to come out here and play was made, and so be it.
Well, apparently both coaches agreed on that.
Well, they you do what you have to do, and hopefully, you know, it again takes away from what could have been, but that be as it may, you got to make a decision that's going to make it safe for everybody, and you don't want anything at all to ruin the night for these girls playing in this sectional final.
Well, it's a 3A sectional final.
Correct.
And whoever wins this goes on.
They'll play Saturday night against the winner of Westminster and Manchester Valley. And we'll see how that goes. Westminster beat Manchester Valley both times they played this year. Both teams had two losses. But like what happened with the same thing happened with these two, they, in the sense of number of games they finished and they ended up playing, Frederick chose to play a three-game holiday tournament, which you're allowed to do. But if you do that, you have to take one game off your regular season schedule. So instead of 20, you play 19. And then you can play those three games because you're only allowed 22 total games for your season. So that's what Frederick did. And they ended up 17-2, and Ligonier ended up 18-2. So percentage, that's why Ligonier became the number one seed and Frederick the number two. Same thing with Manchester Valley and Westminster. It was the same deal, 18-2 versus 17-2, and thus Manchester Valley got the number one seed, Westminster number two.
And the one loss they had was in the very beginning of the season in Middletown. Well, they showed up last week here for the Central Valley Conference, and they won convincingly over Middletown.
Yes,
we saw some great plays by both players, but I mean, talking about the battle between Michaela Daniels and Sailor Poffenberger was worth the price of admission. Both of them scored, and I think Michaela had over 30 points, and Sailor was close to 30. I mean, just watching these two young athletes was absolutely worth the price of admission here, but you're not going to get the price of admission tonight. Because unless you're working with WFMD, you're a city police officer, you're a member of the staff, or you're a family, immediate family member, you're not getting in. And so I believe they are also simulcasting the game somehow. I don't have any of those details. But we're on AM 930 live and on WFMD.com, and we'll bring you all the action. I want to thank our sponsors while I've got an opportunity. Premier Dental Arts, Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy, Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing. And we thank them very much for helping bring sports to you, especially the basketball season. I mean, it's been exciting.
Indeed. Without their help, we're not able to be here, and that's this is a great thing to be able to do, and great for everyone involved, the kids most importantly. This should be another great game. Of course, it's the third time they met. That's always, as I've said before, makes the coaches a little nervous, especially if you're the team that won the two previous ones. And it always creeps in because those other two games, if you lost, you kept on playing. This one you lose, you're done. And so everybody says, well, you can have those two games. I'll take this one to win. So it'll be an excellent ball game with two excellent teams. And Yeah, we'll have to wait and see how it goes. It was both games in the regular season were competitive. There was a 5, 6, 7 point difference in the score. So we should see a good battle tonight.
Well, Ligonier got the lower seed, but as you said, there was a footnote on
it. I thought in the one game that Frederick lost, I found out it wasn't a holiday tournament game. It was a showcase game that counted as the regular season, and one that counted, and they lost. So that's what gave them the two losses, because I was thinking they only had one loss, but that was their second loss. I thought that was holiday tournament. No, it wasn't.
Oh,
it counted as a regular season game. That's why they had the two losses, and Lingler also had two.
Some of the people that were calling in and were upset this afternoon were Ligonier's supporters, saying Ligonier should have the advantage of the home field, and that Hood isn't really a neutral field. It has some advantages because it's a collegiate establishment, and it's closer to Frederick than everything else. But for the most part, I think it's a neutral environment. Certainly, there's equal number of crowds here.
And it's another unfortunate, that it took place. But it's that because, yes, it would have been at Ligonier, and you know, that when you have that home court and you're going to be played at your place, you like to keep that. That's another unfortunate thing here for the fans at Ligonier and the community of Ligonier. But, again.
They turned the music down. I can hear you.
Okay, good.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Basketball here on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball. Maryland Terrapins Basketball. All on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Welcome back, everybody. Ed Lulley, Steve Nibbs. We're here at BB&T Arena on Hood College's campus, and we're about to see the Frederick Cadets girls team take the court, and shortly Lincoln, they're lining up. The buzzer just went off telling us it's game time, and first we'll have the introduction for the players. Let's see how they're going to be doing this.
I think the visitors are that'll be Frederick.
That'll be Frederick, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And here we go.
This evening's Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association bringing West Section 2 Girls Basketball Championship. This means 20 designated team for Frederick High School and the designated home team, Wilkie Lower High School.
You know, there's not a capacity crowd here, but they sure are loud enough.
That, indeed, they are.
Exhibition of skills developed by student athletes in an educational setting. Please give these student athletes your positive encouragement and support. Whether you taunting, unsportsmanlike conduct, or attempts to intimidate officials, opponents, or any other representatives is unacceptable and may result in removal from the premises. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of providing a safe environment in which to watch this evening's contest, we ask that all children under the age of 12 be seated with their parents during the game. Players, coaches, and fans.
And while they're giving caution to the crowd,
so that announcement they make before every game.
The PA system is very loud here.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my pleasure to see starting lineup for the Cadets of Frederick High School. At guard number 5, Kirsten Lithicum.
Crystal Lithicum.
At guard number 13, India Keen.
Number 13, India Keen.
Yep.
Rihanna Paul.
Brianna Hall. And there's Brianna. Michaela Daniels.
And Bubakar.
And Bubakar. Rose Bubakar, the freshman.
And those are the starters.
Yes.
As the same starting team they played Middletown. And we'll give you the rest of the roster in a moment. And I'm going to introduce the Ligonier starters.
Amen.
intro music.
Fiona Rowan, number
yep.
three.
At guard, number two, Kara Probion.
Kara Probion, number 10.
At guard, number 35, Caitlin Bartlow.
And that's a scratch all over yeah. team. Yeah, Caitlin Bartlow starting.
Jessica Mitchell.
Jessica Mitchell.
One now.
And now we'll have the national anthem. And they cut the Alan Parsons and go to the national anthem.
Are Mr. Bob Griffin, Mr. Tony Murray, Mr. David Quay, and our official on the table official scorekeeper is Mr. Ben Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, Hood College and Frederick County Public Schools and the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association are committed to creating a safe, comfortable, and enjoyable atmosphere for all involved at this event. For the safety of our student athletes, coaches, officials, and fans, all authorized personnel will be permitted on the court before, during, and after the game. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise and remove your hands as we honor America in the way of our national anthem.
Standing for that. Good crowd response. We should have a good game, too. Three officials, 30-second shot clock.
For girls, yes. 35 for boys. Another big game taking place tonight in the girls. In the 2A, you've got Middletown down at Poolsville. And in the 1A, you have Smithsburg at Catoctin. So we certainly wish Middletown and Catoctin the best and hope they come away with a W.
We do. Okay, who do we have jumping? It looks
31,
like
that's Jessica Mitchell.
And Bubakar.
And Rose Bubakar for Frederick.
And they are, Frederick's in the black with white letters. And Ligonier in the white with red slashes on the sides and black letters. And we're ready to get underway. Ball's about to be tossed up for the jump. It's up. And Ligonier controls. Brought down under the basket. Basket is shot up. See who made that shot. Number 35.
35. Yeah, that was Kaylin Bartlow. Excellent
and,
play off the tip.
She immediately gets them up. Lancers up 2-0. Michaela Daniels has the ball at the top of the court. She shoots it over to number 13. That's India Keene. Keene dishes it in to number 21. Fought for the ball. Now down to Linthicum from the corner. That's
Ooh.
A three-point shot.
She does that very well, Pete.
She raises it.
She okay. can shoot the three.
I know I'm not Pete. All right. Now they have the ball at the far side. The Lancers have it. Number 42 is bringing the ball to the top of the key. That's Wynell. Long shot, no good. Rebounded and shot
31.
Up again by number 30.
Yes.
35.
Kalen Barlow doing a great job on the boards and getting those two buckets for Leganor.
Gets it to Linthicum. Linthicum gives it around to Mikhail Daniels. Another three-point shot. Who was that, Linthicum?
Yep, Linthicum again.
Wow.
You got to get a hand in her face because she can shoot that three, Ed.
6-4 already. Okay. Ball's being brought down the court, heavily guarded. That's number three, Fiona Rowan. And Michaela Daniels was right on top of her. She gets it off to number 10.
It's Kara Probion.
Kara Probion. And Probion tries to bring it across, dishes it in to a teammate, number 31, who turns and shoots. And that's a good basket for Jessica Mitchell.
She's the leading scorer. She averages 14 points a game, Ed.
Tie game at 6:23, 6-6. Linthicum takes another three-point shot. No good. Air ball. So she turns it over. And first person to go to her and give her a handshake, Michaela Daniels, telling her just forget about that one. That's all the way down to number 10. And loses the ball. It's being a scrimmage down there. Let's see. It's
Rowan for three.
Gets it off to three. No good. Bubakar gets the rebound. She brings it across the timeline. She's at the top of the key. She dishes it off to India Keene. Gets it to Michaela Daniels. Daniels dribbles a few times. Kicks it back out to, I can't read the number.
21. Brianna Hall.
She dishes it back to Michaela Daniels and shoots and misses. And let's see.
Mitchell.
That's Mitchell.
Yep.
Gets the rebound, gives it to number three. It's almost intercepted. Three has it at the top of the key again. That's Fiona Rowan. Rowan is being guarded closely by Michaela Daniels. She dishes it off to Kaylin Barthlow. And now Rubikar gets it.
And stolen by Rubikar.
Down to
Michaela Daniels,
who takes a nice short jumper, and it's good. And it's now 8-6, Leganor losing by two at the moment. And Fiona Rowan has the ball, closely guarded by Michaela Daniels. She dishes it off.
Nice pass to Mitchell.
Under the basket.
Oh, that's
layup was missed. Rebound by Abubakar. Gets it to Linthicum. Linthicum brings it down, gives it to Michaela Daniels, who shoots a three. No good. Rebounded.
Ooh, boy, Rose Rubikar went up and got that one.
Sure did. And that's off Frederick.
I went off of Barflow. She got her hand in there and knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, I thought India Keene touched it last, but no. So India Keene's going to inbound it under her own basket. She's looking for somebody. She gets it in to Linthicum. Linthicum takes a jump shot. No good. Knocked out of bounds by Frederick. So the Lancers get the ball back at 4:35, trailing 6-8. Full court press now by Frederick.
Yep, man-to-man. They're going to double-team the
almost stolen. We almost got it.
Yep. Good hustle by Rose Bubakar.
She did a nice job. Now they're bringing it in, and they keep the pressure on.
They're not pressuring the person in the inbounds.
And it gets into Olivia Winnell. Fiona Rowan has it, crosses the timeline, closely guarded once again.
Nice dump pass to Mitchell.
Daniels to the outside, three-point shoot, good.
Oh, followed. Nice follow there by Kara Probion. Excellent job.
Probion missed the first, the foul, got her own rebound. India Keene gets it over to Michaela Daniels.
Leganor, you know, the zone
she
defense.
She holds it. She gets a nice pass
into
Bubakar. Right under the basket, Bubakar lays it in.
Excellent shot, excellent pass.
10-8. Frederick over the Lancers. 3:58 to go in the first period.
Stolen
by Linthicum.
And we're on the floor.
Oh, that's a scrimmage. It's going to be a jump ball.
That'll be Frederick's ball.
And it is. The arrow.
Leganor will drop back in their zone. We got two subs coming in for Leganor.
Who do we have?
We got Grace Brooks. And
Natalie Washington came in for the cadets.
And Sarah Twigg.
And Washington's going to be inbounding, number 10. She gets it into India Keene. Keene gets it back to Washington. No, it was Michaela Daniels. I'm sorry, I couldn't read it from there. Linthicum has it. Dishes it in to Bubakar, who turns and shoots. No good, too hard. Goes out of bounds. Still off. Frederick.
That was off of
45?
Grace Brooks. Yeah, Grace couldn't quite handle it. Another big force underneath for Leganor.
One of the photographers was kind enough to hand the ball back in. India Keene's inbounding. Throws it up. What a jump.
She get off the floor, can't she?
Got up, got way up, to, got the inbounds pass. Michaela Daniels has it, bases, bounces the sideline, dishes it back out to Linthicum for another three. No good. India Keene gives it back to her. Now it's Boubacar at the far side. She's got it. She dribbles under. She's fouled shooting.
And good.
And it's good.
What a shot.
A three-point play.
She's a strong young lady. She went through that foul and was able to keep composure and get that shot to go.
Yeah, kept the ball, too. She protected the ball the whole time. Nicely done.
Get a three-point play out of this if she can convert.
And she does. Roe Boubacar gets 3 points there on her own effort. And now inbounding, full court press again. Probicon gets it in. Probion gets it in. She's got it now under her own basket, dribbles around, looking for help, dishes it off, gets it back to the outside to Fiona Rowan. Rowan dishes it back off to number 42.
Ooh.
Spins his foul.
Wow, that's tough right there. In and out.
That is Olivia Winel again. Did I say it right? Winel? Winel?
One now.
Okay. First shot's good.
One now. Okay.
She's one of the leading scorers for the Lancers.
Cut
number
it to 42 three here.
Takes it. Looks up. Shoots. All net. It's now 13 Frederick, Ligonier 9.
Should be 10. She made it.
Yeah, I think she did too.
Yeah, they put it up there.
Winnell. Winnell.
13-10.
Okay.
There we go.
13-10.
Now, so Ligonier drops back in a 2-3 zone.
Boubacar has it at the top of the key. She dishes it off down to the lower side to Michaela Daniels.
And nice hustle by Jess
away.
Mitchell.
It's stolen, yeah. And Probion has it. Turned to 11. Nice steal by Linthicum. Can't see.
Oh, they called the foul on Linthicum. Of course, Frederick fans don't agree with that one. Great hustle by Crystal Linthicum. Almost had the ball stolen.
She did. Who's inbounding? I can't see.
That was Kara Probion. They just had a foul on Ligonier and it's going back the other way.
5 seconds, couldn't turn it over.
Oh, they had 5 second call, okay.
Well, it did take them a while. Boubacar inbounds it to India Keene at the top of the key there. She dishes it off to Michaela Daniels. Daniels signals to her team to get into a play. Linthicum takes the ball. Looks like she's going to shoot, dishes it back to Michaela Daniels. Shot clock down to 16. Ball's touched into the top of the key.
Oh, nice job by Washington.
Washington got it, dropped it, picked it up, and shot. That was a great play by her. And that's good. So now 2-13, Frederick 15, Ligonier 10. Fiona Rowan is being really guarded by...
And blocked. Went for a shot, was blocked, and now we got a jump ball.
And that was all Michaela Daniels.
Yes, it was. Ligonier ball.
But now the shot clock is for Ligonier. Wait a minute. There's a substitution coming in.
Shay Arneson.
Shay Arneson's coming in, and Fiona Rowan's going out.
She's been working real hard, Fiona Rowan.
She's trying to inbound the ball. She's looking for somebody to get it to.
Nice pass.
She passed
Mitchell.
Right to Mitchell. Mitchell turns, spins, and shoots, and it's good. So that's 12-15 now with 1:57 left to go in the first period. Michaela Daniels has it. Linthicum shoots for three, misses. It was close. And now they're struggling for the ball.
That was Kara Probion. Good job getting the ball out of there. Now Sarah Twigg.
And she's being guarded by Michaela Daniels.
Yep.
Daniels is all over her.
And they're not making it tough.
That was almost a foul.
And almost 5 seconds there. Oh, timeout.
Timeout. Smart.
Coach
Ishida,
yeah, good job there. They're struggling up top, and there's a lot of pressure on the ball. And she, good job calling timeout so they get to settle down and get that, know what to do when that situation happens.
They really can apply pressure. They do a great job.
Oh, yes, indeed they do.
And the hustle of Michaela Daniels.
She plays both ends of the floor, for sure.
She's hard. playing the whole time. She's really intense. So
there's only two team fouls on Leganor, two team fouls, excuse me, on Frederick, and one on Leganor. So we're very good game so far in that regard.
It is. Linthicum and Washington with the fouls for the Cadets.
You got Kara Probion looking to get it in. Boy, I tell you, Linthicum. Oh.
Knocked out by Linthicum.
Boy, I tell you what, there's some quickness and speed on this Federkai team. Well, they're all over it.
They are.
Now, see, they won't pressure the inbound passer. They'll wait and see who they want to get, and they'll pick her up, double team her. Up, Mitchell
and they
back.
Get it in.
She flashes out and got it.
Mitchell dribbles, picks up her dribbles, so she's caught with the ball. She was lucky to get that.
Oh, stolen by Daniels.
Michaela Daniels has it. She drives to the top of the key, drives all the way to the baseline.
Oh.
Tries to shoot, is fouled as she shoots. She almost made that underhanded layup.
So athletic she is.
So it's a moment while she ties her shoe.
Mitchell called for a foul. That's two team fouls now for each.
1:21 left to go here in the first period. The score is Leganor 12, Frederick 15.
Caleb Daniels.
All net, first shot. Now Frederick 16. A couple of substitutions.
Linnell back in and Rowan back in. Mitchell gets a chance to catch her. Breath. She's been working hard as well.
And Daniels has as well. Second shot's all net as well. So now it's 16-12 with 1:21
to go. Now, again, this full court pressure by Frederick.
Trying to get it in.
Boy, Leganor's been struggling. Trapped there.
Get it back.
She got to get going.
Nice
you can't
job.
Stand there. Good job by Kara Probion.
Crosses the timeline. Gets the ball down to Fiona Rowan. Probion takes it. Gets it down to... it's back to Rowan again. Back out to the top of the key to Probion.
Almost
and
stolen there by Daniels.
And almost Rowan. Caused a turnover. And again, almost.
Oh, 6 seconds. They got to get a shot off. Good job by Kara Probion. They better shoot.
They're not going to have it.
Nope.
Shot clock.
Great defense that time by Frederick High.
Wow.
I think Sarah Probion should have gone ahead and taken a shot there.
I think
she was trying to get a good pass down inside, but there wasn't enough time left.
I think she lost track of the time.
Yep. So,
okay, now Frederick has the ball. Michaela Daniels has it. She dishes it in to Washington.
Spin
shoots no good. And Probion has the rebound for the Lancers. Gives it to Fiona Rowan, being guarded by India Keene. Gets across the timeline, still being guarded by.
And she's going to get called for the foul.
And they're charging.
Now they called a foul on Keene, I think, before she got down there. It's her first, and team's third.
And Probion's going to be inbounding from the side.
Shay Arneson back in for Leganor.
Linthicum is the closest cadet to her. Now trying to get it in. She gets it into Fiona Rowan. No, wait a minute. That's
Twig.
Kristen. No, it's
Shay Arneson.
Shay Arneson.
Yep.
Back out to Probion.
Shot clock off.
And
boy, that's unfortunate. Kara Probion went down the lane and then dribbled it off her leg.
And lost control of the ball. Went out of bounds. And with 11.7 seconds left, it's going to be Maggie Daler inbounding for the Cadets.
Maggie can shoot the three, too.
And Linthicum has it, crosses the timeline, 9 seconds left. She drives over, gets it to Daler. Three-point shot, no good, rebounded by the Cadets.
And a foul, and probably on, I think it's on Probion.
It is. With 1.7 seconds left to go. So they got a shot, but with 1.7 seconds, you got to pass it in, pivot and shoot.
Brianna Delavale getting ready to report in for Leganor. It has to be a pass in and shot right away.
Turn and shoot.
Almost.
No,
that was
good.
Bubakar almost got it to go.
Got it off in time, but it wasn't any good. So at the end of the first period of play, it's Frederick 17, Ligonier 12. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back, everybody. Steve Nibbs and I'm Ed Luly, and we're here at the BB&T Arena at Hood College, where the Frederick Cadets are taking on the Ligonier Lancers in this sectional playoff game. It's amazing how fast the season goes.
Indeed it does. Winner advances to the 3A West Region Championship. They'll play the winner of Westminster Manchester Valley Saturday night.
And Frederick will be inbounding. Bubakar has it, number 24, the midcourt sideline. It looks like she's going to give it to Michaela Daniels. The Cadets already have a five-point lead, 17-12. They'd like to expand that, and they got it from a lot of intense pressure. And a couple of good three-point shots, too. Lincecum has it on the outside. She was burning the place up. She had two threes in a row to start. Daniels gives it back to Lincecum, who shoots again a three, and that's almost good. Bounces off the back.
Ligonier ball went out of bounds.
I thought that was good the way it looked.
It looked good from there. And now it's Jalen Montgomery.
Kaylin Barthelow gets it in, turns it around to Fiona Rowan.
Yep.
Rowan's bringing across the timeline, being closely guarded by India Keene. Gets it across. Still hasn't picked up a dribble. Now she does. Kick pivots to
Mitchell. Nice drive to the basket. No
Mitchell
good.
Shoots,
she got her
good.
Own.
Got her own rebound.
Yep. Stolen by Daniels. And we got a jump ball. We'll see.
I didn't see a foul called.
I didn't either. It would be Frederick ball.
They haven't told us yet. The officials are conferring.
Yep. And that's good. That's okay. You want to get it right. Good officiating.
They're saying it's Ligonier ball.
And maybe she stepped out of bounds when she had the possession before they had the jump ball
Kaylin
situation.
Barthelow inbounding. She's looking for somebody closely guarded. Knocked out of bounds by
great defense by Lithicum there. Boy, Frederick High. Awfully quick, Ed.
She's got quick hands.
They're really giving Ligonier fits here as far as getting the ball in and being able to...
Almost went too far. Bubakar got a hand on it.
Boy, that was close.
And it's back to...
And stolen.
And stolen, you're right, by India Keene. India Keene takes it to the outside corner. Pivots and shoots. Oh, it looked like it was good by...
Michaela Daniels.
At the top of the key, she turned and shot, but it just bounced off.
Now
Fiona Rowan has it, trying to cross the timeline.
Boy,
closely being
she is really having trouble tonight.
And now the ball's on the floor again. It's going to be another
jump ball. And this will be Frederick High. Boy, they are putting a tremendous amount of pressure, whether it's Daniels or India Keene on Fiona Rowan. She's having a tough time getting the ball across the timeline.
Daniels gets it in, gives it to India Keene. India Keene takes it to the right side of the top key. Daniels has it again. And India Keene shoots. It's not a three. No good. Bubakar makes the rebound. And India Keene gets it.
Oh, bad pass there by Keene. By Sarah Probion.
Yeah, Probion grabbed it.
Good job by Carroll on that. Now Keene is on.
Rowan.
Yep.
And Rowan comes across the timeline. She goes down to the...
Nice dump pass to Mitchell.
Mitchell loses the handle.
But it went off of Rose Bubakar. She got her hands on it but couldn't control it.
And that's because they're being guarded so well. Kaylin Barthelow inbounds it again. Loses.
Stolen.
And who is that that got
that's,
it?
That's Jalen Montgomery. And she dribbled off her leg.
Oh.
That's always tough. Great job of Devan, and she just bounced it off her leg.
Kaylin Barthelow trying to get
it. They got trouble. Ligonier gets some help.
Throws it all the way down the court. Intercepted by Bubakar. So Bubakar gets the steal there. That was a dangerous pass.
Yeah, it
That's
was.
What happened.
That's exactly right.
Michaela Daniels is at the top. She's setting up a play. She gets it to Lincecum. who's in the right-hand side. Lindsingham thinks about a shot, doesn't shoot. And Michaela Daniels was thinking about a three-point shot, and then she got it, came up and was guarded.
Jump ball
by
India Keene and Kara Probion.
Fighting for it, and it's a...
Leganor possession now.
After the jump ball.
She needs help. They need help getting down, getting some help. There we go.
Their full court pressure is making the difference. And that goes to Olivia Weinel. Weinel gets it back to Mitchell. Mitchell dribbles it off, loses it to Linthicum.
Stolen by Crystal Linthicum with her quickness.
Linthicum brings it down. Michaela Daniels wanted that ball bad. She shoots a two-pointer. No good.
Barthelow with the rebound.
And
now Daniels is back on Rowan.
Rowan kind of catching her breath, taking her time, dribbling past Michaela Daniels. Daniels looking for a chance to steal it. And then Probion has it. Probion being guarded by Linthicum. Dishes it off down to the lower corner.
That's
Winnell.
Shot went off the glass. Anyway, she shot it, went off the glass. Nice lead pass to Montgomery.
Oh, Montgomery almost made an outstanding play. But it didn't go in. It hit the back. Probion loses control. It goes to India Keene.
Rose Bobrikar knocked it out of her hands. Good job by Rose.
Montgomery gets it. So India Keene has it with 4:40 left to go in the second period. Score 12, Leganors. Frederick 17. Linthicum gives it back to...
nice
to
pass
Daniels,
inside.
And then block
by Jessica Mitchell. And we'll be on the floor again. That'll be Frederick ball.
Another jump ball.
Brianna Hall in for Frederick along with Natalie Washington.
Linthicum's going to be inbounding.
Timeout here by Leganor. What? They haven't scored a point here since the second quarter. Great defense. The defense has been very good. Frederick High have really put a lot of pressure and forcing Leganor to take some unorthodox shots. Plus, they're having trouble getting with containing and controlling the basketball and turning it over.
Well, despite having started off really hot with three-point shots, they've gone cold, and they've missed a couple. Michaela Daniels came in from the three-point side to try to shoot just a two. She deliberately took two steps in, so she was closer, and that almost went in but didn't. So they're a little bit cold. First half, though, of a playoff game, that's not unusual.
No, it isn't. But certainly Leganor's turned up the heat on defense as well, not allowing Farrakh High to get more than one shot. And that's necessary. You definitely can't allow a team like that to get more than one shot. If they get two and three shots, you're going to have a problem.
I don't want to jinx them, but I'm going to say so far I think the officiating's been great.
They've done a good job.
You know what I mean? You haven't heard many calls, and I think I've agreed with all of them.
Just one was down there. It was on. They thought it was a foul, but it was a ball out of bounds. But hey, that's the game.
Yeah.
So Perry gets the ball.
Linthicum gets it in under her own basket. She's looking for somebody to get it. Clock's running. She's going to have to get rid of it quick. She does.
That's out to Brianna Hall.
And Brianna Hall shoots it, and it's good.
Good shot there by Brianna Hall.
19-12.
Again, Frederick. Pressure.
Fiona Rowan gets it down to
Winnell.
Winnell takes it across the timeline. Spins, still dribbling the ball. Hasn't picked up her dribble yet.
She's going to go away to the bucket.
All the way, and it's knocked out by
Rose Bubakar.
Yeah.
There goes
Michaela Daniels has it, drives it all the way down, and lays it in. Daniels with another two. But that was Bubakar that got that ball free for her.
Indeed it was.
And Daniels got it, she just took off. Olivia Winnell gets the ball.
Bad pass there.
And loses the ball again.
Yeah, bad pass and picked off by Bubakar.
Kristen Linthicum gets it over to, is that Hall?
Yes, that's Rihanna Hall.
Rihanna Hall. And then it's back over to Michaela Daniels. Michaela Daniels
nice
gets
shot.
It to Bubakar, who just spins in the lane and shoots. Great pass.
Great pass, two steps and off the glass.
3:20 left to go. Almost stolen.
It was.
There we go.
And foul.
And that was a foul on.
Boy, they're really struggling to get the ball up the floor. It's
that's
pressure defense.
The pressure.
Boy, the pressure defense by Linthicum and Daniels and
Daniels
and
stole it, got fouled immediately.
Boy.
12-23, 11-point lead now for the Cadets with 3:15 left to go in the first half. Daniels' first shot is all net. And that is her seventh point of the game so far. There's a couple substitutions for the Lancers.
Kaylin Barthlow back in.
And this will be number two, the second shot for Michaela Daniels. And that's all net, too. She's got a great form. Mitchell gets it in to Fiona Rowan, closely being guarded by Daniels. Picked up her dribble, and that's
yep,
a mistake.
That's it was.
They're going to turn it over. It's another jump ball.
This time it'll be Lingard ball, but, yeah, she should have kept on going. Once she picked up her dribble, that was a trap.
Not when you're being double-teamed.
I guess she got double-teamed right away as soon as she got across.
Mitchell's going to be bringing it in for the Lancers.
It's,
and they're trying to pressure again. And it's stolen again. And that's a Michaela Daniels.
Nice pass.
Oh, what a pass.
Rihanna Hall.
And a nice layup for Rihanna Hall. Another 2 points. 27-12, Frederick.
10-0 run here by the Cadets.
Mitchell has it, kicks it back.
Winnell.
And Winnell is fouled and shoots. That foul, I think, is on Washington. Let's see.
Natalie Washington.
That's her second foul.
Right. That's 14 fouls for each.
Olivia Winnell is at the foul line. First shot, all net. They needed that.
Because they hadn't scored for three-fourths of the period.
Yeah. 2:46 left to go. It's her second shot coming up. That's good.
She's four.
Ligonier 14, Frederick 27, 13-point lead for the Cadets.
They need to get a stop here and get a couple stops, Ed, and get some buckets here to get to cut the lead to single digits.
Linthicum dishes it off to Hall.
Nice recovery by Rose.
They lose the ball. Lancers.
That was Savannah Rittinger getting bounced a little too hard for her. She
full court press again, and that's Mitchell getting it in. Barthlow to Mitchell. The ball knocked out of bounds by
Rihanna Hall. They got every area covered, and when the ball goes a certain place, you got to be there, and she was.
Mitchell's got it again. Full court. Well,
Barthlow
trying to stop him from getting the ball.
Now
and they
Mitchell.
Do. Good pass there.
That's the Mitchell now has the ball, looking to get somebody open. That's 1-0 to the bucket and fouled again.
Nice drive to the bucket.
Libby Winnell.
Still, the problem is as soon as they pick that dribble up, they're double-teamed instantly.
No, they got...
Olivia Winnell with her first shot. Good.
Oh, man.
Net. That's her fifth point in the game.
Yep. Barthlow has a seat. Fiona Rowan back
comes
in.
She just got a breather.
Yep. He's been working real hard.
Second shot, and that's good.
6 points now for Olivia Winnell. Leading scorer right now for the Lancers.
16-27. Linthicum brings it in. Gives it off to Rihanna Hall. Gets it back to Michaela Daniels. Bubakar has it. Dishes it in, and they lose control of the ball.
Yep. Great feed. Nice move by Rihanna Hall. The bounce pass just was a little too hard. Went off her hands.
2:02 left to go in the first half. Ligonier 16, Frederick 27.
Jalen Montgomery back in for the Cadets.
Probian.
Sarah Probian got it to Mitchell.
Gets it in. But why is Mitchell going to the wrong end of the court? Probian gets it in a pass from Fiona Rowan.
Mitchell to the basket.
Mitchell has it, drives, she's fouled.
Yep. That'll be on Rihanna Hall, I believe.
I think that's her second.
That's her first.
It's her
team
first.
Sixth. So one more, and they're in a bonus. Ed Mitchell now
Jessica
at the line.
Jessica Mitchell at the line. And everybody quiets down. She's taking her time. First shot's no good. It's off the back of the rim. She's not happy with herself. Second shot's good.
Brings it to 10.
17-27 with 1:50 left to go in the first half. Let's see, who's bringing the ball in down there? She turned so I can read the number.
Well, that'd be five possessions left, Ed. So we'll see what Lickener can do on defense to get a
Jaylen
stop.
Montgomery brings it in, and now it's Caitlin Lincecum has it. And then Michaela Daniels gets it to Bubakar. Bubakar kicks back out to Michaela Daniels. More pressure now by Lickener. Michaela Daniels has it, drives the lane.
Oh, my, what a shot.
She was fouled and laid it up with her left hand, and it went right through.
What a nice touch. Didn't even use the glass.
Oh.
Wow, what a shot by Michaela Daniels. Down the lane, got fouled. And
now, was that a right hand or left hand?
Right hand. She did
it
with the right
hand.
Hand.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. And that Sarah
India
Twig
Keen.
Comes in, too.
Yep, and India Keen in now for the Cadets.
She got a breather. Daniels with her first shot. All good.
A three-point play there for the Cadets. Now it leads up to 13.
Gets it in.
They're trying to get
guard, almost 5 seconds. And it's knocked out. Probion gets it. Came off of two Cadets. Fiona Rowan has it. Drives the lane. Drives under the basket. Shoots. No good. Rebounded.
Stolen
by Lincecum. What great hands. Lincecum brings it down. Gets it to Michaela Daniels. Daniels drives the baseline and gets fouled. Let's see. Was that Twig that got the foul?
I think the foul's on Twig. That'll be her second.
Yep. It is. Yep. That's good scorekeeping.
Each team has six now.
Michaela Daniels is at the free point. Excuse me, is at the line. First is good. However, unlike the others, that was it hit the back of the rim before it went through.
Lithicum has a seat, and Maggie Daler comes in.
112, it's now Frederick 31, Lickener 17. Second foul shot for Michaela Daniels coming up.
Grace Brooks in the game for the Lancers.
And that's no good. Daniels has 12 points, a rare miss. Fiona Rowan has the ball, directing a play. Dishes it in, throws it. I think there's a foul, though.
Foul before. It's on Frederick. 22. That's
32. That's Jaylen Montgomery.
Jaylen Montgomery. Okay.
That's the 17th foul.
So we'll go 1-1.
So Jessica Mitchell will be at the foul line to shoot. And first shot is no good. Rebounded by Bubakar. Jaylen Montgomery gets it. Now India Keem brings it across the timeline. Tries to set the play up. Dishes it off to...
That's Daler.
Daler, okay.
Daler, yeah. Maggie Daler.
And Maggie, Daler. I'm
Daler,
sorry.
Yep. She can put the three up, and she just did.
Oh, it's good.
Maggie Daler can shoot that three.
33-17. Oh, they're saying that was only a two-pointer.
Two-pointer? Okay.
30 seconds left to go in the first half. Down to the timeline, and they get it into Mitchell. She pivots and shoots, and it's good. 19-33.
They got to cut it. Well, one possession left here. Federer will hold it for the last shot.
India Keen has it. She gives it to Michaela Daniels. Throws a high pass across. No good. Oh.
And fouled.
That was a good set target. Play. She dished it back in to get it to Michaela Daniels under the basket.
And Michaela was thinking. She went up and
Daniels
it looked like she was going to shoot. And she made sure she took the shot so that she'd get some foul shots out of it.
3.6 seconds left to go in the first half.
Sarah's third.
Yeah, now she's in foul trouble.
I'm trying to. They had officials are talking to both coaches, so I don't. Not sure what the problem was or is.
Might be about substitutions. I can't tell. Both coaches are trying to substitute, which you normally can when there's free throw shooting. Kayla Daniels is standing at the line. And now they've taken care of apparently whatever it was.
She's going to get two, I believe. Yeah, she's in active shooting. officials talking to players there. The girls shook their heads, understood what he was saying, and now ready to go.
Didn't disagree either.
Nope.
Daniels takes the first shot.
Rattles it home.
Yeah, spins around and goes through. Some more substitutions.
That's Brianna Delavale for Leonore.
Double zero. Daniels is at the line again. Takes her second shot. All net. That makes it 36-19. 3.6 seconds left.
Samai Williams in.
And
Barthlow's in.
Robion's going out.
Yeah, Barthlow
and
coming in.
Kaylin Barthlow is in. Barthlow throws it a bullet down the court. Comes off the hands of Mitchell.
It's over and back.
Over and back. Good call.
That's the only way that they seem to be able to get the ball.
With 0.1 seconds left.
They won't be able to do anything here. So I don't. I guess you got to still take the ball in. But you won't be able to get a shot off.
Or they're going to put a little time on. I don't know. There they go. They put some time on it.
0.8.
0.8 of a second.
Maggie Keaton in for Leganor.
That's just about enough time to get it in if you
get
that
to jump,
play.
Catch it and shoot right away.
Here it comes. Comes in, goes in the air, no good.
Oh, it was touched. So once it's touched, that's it. So that's halftime.
That's the end of the first half of play here at BB&T Arena at Hood College with the Leganor Lancers 19 points. Frederick Cadets leading them 36-19. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back, everybody. Ed Lilly with Steve Nibbs. Pete should be with us for the next few games anyway. And we're at halftime here at BB&T Arena where the Frederick Cadets are leading the Leganor Lancers 36-19. I think the difference has been the determined, aggressive defense of Frederick. I mean, that's really the difference. Shooting, both teams haven't shot all that well, really.
Except for Michaela Daniels, but other than that...
Well, even Michaela hasn't been in her usual burnout streak. I mean, I think she's got, what, 14 points total?
Yeah, 14 for the first half. That's not
too
bad.
Well, she had, like, against Middletown last week, she had, like, 26, I think, in the first half. So it's been different, and I've seen her miss some shots, which is not typical for her. Leganor has had a lot of trouble with the full-court press, and they're being double-teamed, and trying to get the ball in on inbounds has been really difficult for them. We've seen probably more jump balls in this game than I've seen all year.
That's just the defense that and the pressure that Frederick High is putting on Leganor, and that was right from the opening tap. They've pressured the ball after every basket, and their man-to-man pressure when they try and set up offense. And once someone picks up their dribble, they're double-teaming the ball, and Leganor really has had a tough time trying to get into their offense, and for the most part, they haven't. A couple, you know, some plays by Jess Mitchell and Olivia Winnell, getting at least an open a chance to get to the bucket and score. Jessica's has seven, and Olivia has six. Kara Probion has 2 points, and Kaylin Barthlow got the two buckets early in the game. But she has four. But other than that, they've really struggled on offense. And
Probion's had a couple of shots that looked good and didn't go in.
Right, very true. But you got to give Frederick High that the credit. They have really made it very difficult for Leganor to get any semblance of setting up their half-court offense.
Well, it's going to be hard for Leganor to come back unless they find a way to deal with the press, unless they can find a way to break that. They're having trouble getting the ball across the timeline. They're having trouble getting it in. And if they can't fix that, there's no way they can overcome 17 points.
It got to the point, Ed, there were late here in this quarter. They were throwing the baseball pass to get the ball down the court because they were so much pressure from Keene, India Keene, and Michaela Daniels and Washington.
And
so quick, and
Lithicum.
And manning up back here, and Fiona Rowan, the Chiefs had a tough because they were right there
You've
on it.
You only got 5 seconds to get an in.
Yeah, and they were.
And they were always getting it in right before 5 seconds. And when they did, half the time, they had to just toss it down. Earlier, if they just went for the person that was close, they usually got it into it, but they're immediately double teamed and they can't even dribble the ball. So
I'm sure Coach East today will, get some things straightened out, make some adjustments. All good coaches do, and see if they can chip away here at a 17-point lead. And then, they got to get down to single digits. That's I say that a lot, but that's a step one. You got to get the double digits. You can't be matching baskets. You got to go on a run yourself.
You do.
And, that's what.
Make some threes, get some steals.
Well, Frederick went on that run. That was 17-12 for almost more than half the period. Next thing you know, it's 27-12. They went on a 10-0 run. You got to be able to answer. And Ligonier wasn't able to do that.
We're going to take a break here, take you back to the studio. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
And we're just underway. Ed Lilly with Steve Nibbs in the second half, and the Frederick Cadets have the ball in the lead.
Nice dump pass.
36-19. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Was that a foul?
No, it was a foul. I think it was on Kalen Barthlow.
And it was on Grace Brooks.
It was
on
35. Yeah, I thought it was Kalen Barthlow. Natalie Washington with the...
And that's good.
Yep.
That makes it 37-19 with 7:51 left to go in the third period. Her next shot's no good. Bounces off, rebound by the Lancers. They get it off to Fiona Rowan. Quickly gets it down the court. Full court pressure again, man-to-man. Lots of pressure. Probion gets it to the outside.
It's Barthlow's shot. Good.
Barthlow makes a nice basket there.
Very good by Kalen.
37.
Now they need to make some stops here.
Michaela Daniels has the ball. She's holding it. Hasn't dribbled yet. Still holding it. She gets it off to Linthicum at the top of the key. Gives it back to Daniels. Daniels is looking. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Takes it to the outside. Dishes it into Bobakar. Bobakar can't do anything with it. Gives it, and it goes back out to Daniels. Hands it into Bobakar.
Oh,
just
boy.
Lays it up.
Well, that was a
nice feed.
Nice job there, and good thinking by Daniels because the shot clock was running down.
Fiona Rowan is trying to bring the ball across the timeline, being closely guarded by Daniels. Loses handle on the ball, picks it up again, and it's knocked away, but caught back. And let's see,
Mitchell.
Jessica Mitchell has it.
Nice pass.
Turns it off to number 42. Shoots no good, and Bubakar gets the rebound.
That's Olivia
Winnell.
That was
Olivia Winnell. That took the shot was no good. Crossed the timeline by Michaela Daniels. Gets it to India Keen, who dishes it to Bubakar. Swivels and shoots, and that's good.
Boy.
6:27 left to go. Full court press now. Frederick 41, Ligonier 21. And Fiona Rowan's being closely guarded. Had to pick up a dribble, double team. That's going to be a foul.
They call a foul on Michaela Daniels.
Oh. Was it Daniels?
Yeah,
or was
it
India Keen?
I believe it was Michaela Daniels.
It was one of them. They still haven't put it up
yet.
Nope,
it was Keen.
Keen, yeah. And they're trying to inbound again. They get the ball in to Mitchell. Mitchell crosses the timeline, loses her handle, and being guarded by Washington. Takes it to the corner, dribbles to the outside.
Stops. Now we got a problem. There we go. Got it out. This one L.
Olivia Winnell has it. She picked up her dribble.
Oh, nice thinking, but just threw it too far.
She tried to drop it into number 31, Mitchell, under the basket, but just too far. Mitchell couldn't get it.
I think Sarah Twigg is in now for Ligonier. Fiona Rowan
gets a rest.
White timeout. Coach East today calling timeout. Now it's... We got to... They've gone from a 17-point lead to a 20-point lead, so things not starting out the way Ligonier would like to have them.
5:59 left to go here. Ed Lilly with Steve Nibbs. We want to thank our sponsors again. Premier Dental Arts, Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy, Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing. And we appreciate it very much, because without them, we couldn't be here. Okay, both teams getting encouragement from their coaches and about to come back on the court. It's going to be Frederick Ball. Washington's going to be inbounding at number 10 from under the basket. She gets it in to India Keen. Keen brings it up to the timeline.
Leggenhorst now going to a man-to-man defense now. Got out of that zone.
Dished it down to Michaela Daniels, who lays it up and all net.
Soft one-hander.
Oh, that
running one-hander.
5:43 left to go. 23-21, Frederick.
It's Probion bringing the ball up. Nice job there.
Almost gets stopped by Linthicum crossing the timeline, though. Still being heavily pressured by Linthicum.
Nice
down to Mitchell.
Block by Bubakar.
Shot blocked by Bubakar. Nice block, too. Linthicum gets the ball, brings it across the timeline. Gets it down to Mikhail Daniels. Daniels signals Linthicum to do something. Linthicum goes to the other side. Daniels drives the baseline. And then she shoots with one hand as she's double-teamed and fouled. It didn't go in, but it could have.
See, you'll see players like...
She's
like
an artist.
Mikhail Daniels know how to go to the bucket and make sure she's standing there.
First shot's good. And that's her 17th point of the game.
Caitlin Barlow.
She gets
Caitlin Barlow
shot.
Out. Fiona Warren back in.
Next shot's all net. 18 points for Michaela Daniels. Full court press again.
That was up in the air too long. Luckily, Olivia was able to get to it.
Was able to get it. She spins. She's still under pressure by Bubakar. Bubakar stays on her, closely guarding her. And
bad
they
pass.
Lose the pass. Almost goes out of bounds.
It was off Frederick. Yeah.
I think it was off India King.
Yeah, Rose got her hand on it before it went out. When the initial pass went, and it kept on going, so Lingard gets possession.
Probion inbounding it from half court.
Trouble
again,
there.
Pressure. Gets it to Fiona Rowan.
Whew,
Rowan
boy.
Picks up her dribble, too. And then Sarah Twigg gets it, brings it to the outside, looks for somebody. Pass
nice
into
pass
Mitchell,
to Mitchell.
And she's fouled.
It collapsed on her big time. Natalie Washington and Rose Bubakar. Jessica's not going to get any easy points tonight. That's for sure. And she's battling hard in there.
Kira Probion's trying to get the ball in, and that's a challenge here. Almost timed out.
Uh-oh. Trap. There it is. Oh,
and
good job,
Probion traveled.
Yeah, but that was a nice effort on her part to try to keep possession of the ball.
She did have a Frederick player assisting her in that spin with one arm on her, so... But that wasn't called.
She wasn't, she lost her balance and traveled.
Brought across the timeline by India Keen, 4:38 to go. Leganor 21, Frederick 45. Linthicum has it to the left-hand side. Gives it over to Mikhail Daniels on the far side. Daniels takes a couple of dribbles. Picks it up, gives it back out to Linthicum on the outside. Linthicum gives it to India Keen, who feeds it to Bubakar.
Nice block by Mitchell.
Not being able to shot, and she loses the ball.
That was blocked by Mitchell. Nice pass to Mitchell.
And Mitchell scores.
Nice job by Rowan that time to see her.
4:11 left to go. Leganor 23, in the third period.
Coach Easterday, really. Come on, girls. You got to get some more stops here. Keep us played as D. Now they're back in his zone.
India Keen gives it back to... Michaela Daniels. Daniels is looking at what the defense is.
Now that
she drives to give it to Linthicum. Linthicum tries to drive the baseline.
I think it was a block. Nope, they call an offensive foul. She traveled.
That could have gone the other way, too. She didn't like the call.
Rihanna Hall back in for the Cadets.
Kara Probion's going to be inbounding it. Full court press once again. And that's going to go...
Nope, good save by Mitchell.
Mitchell made a wonderful save. Hands it back to Probion. Probion has it, dribbles to the top of the key looking for help. Closely guarded by Linthicum. Linthicum's all over her.
Daniels, they got a jump ball. Unfortunately, Leganor fans thought she had fouled her before it got to the jump ball, but...
They looked like they were dancing.
Well, the officials, the ones in the striped shirts are the only one that matter.
Yep.
Frederick Ball, Maggie Daler again coming in for the Cadets. That's one thing Coach Bush has, is a deep bench, and these girls come off the bench and do an excellent job.
Ball inbounds to Mikhail Daniels. Daniels has it at the outside left. Drives to the top of the key. Dishes it off.
Maggie Daler.
Yeah, Daler tries for a three, no good. Rebounded by Frederick, no good.
That was Rose Bubakar.
Gets it, rebounds. Gives it to three. That's
Rowan.
Fiona Rowan.
And they call a foul on Daniels. A blocking foul.
Blocking foul, yep.
Yep. That's her first, team third.
She wasn't happy about that. Few players are when they're accused of a foul. Some will admit it right off the bat. Yeah, it was me. Inbounded by Mitchell. And then Olivia Weinel has it. Mitchell has it at the top of the key. That could have been a charge. No call.
Nice drive by Winnell.
Loses the ball.
It. Another jump ball. Linsicum. Yep.
Linsicum was in fight for that,
too.
That's
Leganor ball.
And it's the Lancers' ball. Fiona Rowan is going to be bringing it in, number three. Full court press.
Nice pass is stolen. Up, stay here, foul.
And that's going to be a foul.
Boy,
on
Jessica
two.
Mitchell's, she's breathing hard because she is fighting hard down here with to try and get the ball.
She's got Bubakar on her. Equal match there. They're both big and strong. Trying to get it in. Mitchell, no, wait.
Nice pass to Rowan. Up, no good.
Rebounded by Daniels. Daniels drives the lane, kicks it out to the outside. India Hall has it. Now Linthicum gives it back. Now it's back to Linthicum at the top. She gives it off to Daniels. Daniels drives. One hand up, no good.
It's going to be a Linglar ball. That went off of Rihanna Hall.
2:41 left to go in the third period with Leganor 23, Frederick 45.
Jalen Montgomery in for Frederick.
And inbound, long pass. That's going to be, oh, I thought
nice
that was going
pass,
to be.
Nice catch by Fiona Rowan.
Yeah, she really struggled for that to get it. And then it's back out.
There goes
Olivia
Winnell, and almost Winnell stolen.
It, and it is stolen by
Yep, foul on Sarah Twigg, though.
Yeah, Linthicum got it, and Twigg trying to steal it back, fouled her.
That's her fourth.
That's
foul.
Her fourth, yeah, she got three in the first half.
Daler in for Frederick.
Jalen Montgomery, number 32, is going to be inbounding it to the side, and it's going to go to Daniels.
Shay Arneson in now for Twigg.
Daniels has it, crosses the timeline, taking her time. There's no urgency for the Frederick Cadets.
No, no, indeed.
Gives it back out to, that went down to
Dale Naylor. That's
three-point, no shot, but no good. Rebounded by
fouled.
Daniels, who was fouled immediately. She's going to be at the foul line because she was shooting. She really, really gets in there. She's got such quick hands. 2:10 left to go. Daniels shooting two. First one's no good.
India Keen now back in for Frederick. Maggie Daler
takes a bench.
Sits down for a little bit.
Daniels shoots again. That's all net. So now 46-23, and Daniels has 19.
There we go.
Full court pressure again.
Bad pass.
And
good job, hustle by Rowan.
Rowan got it. She drives the lane. Gets in, lays
no
it up,
good.
No good. Rebounded initially.
Jump
now
ball.
Jump ball. No, foul.
Oh, we got a foul. It must be on Mitchell then.
Let's see.
Be her second.
Should be, and they're going to have Rowan bring it in. No, it wasn't. It's 31.
Yep, that's Mitchell.
Oh, you're right. It is Mitchell. I'm sorry.
That's five team fouls for Leganor. Frederick has four.
Inbounded by Bubakar to Linthicum. Linthicum's at the top, taking her time, gets it over to Daler. Daler takes one dribble, gives it to Michaela Daniels. Daniels gets it back out to Linthicum. Linthicum drives, gives it back out to Michaela Daniels.
Nine seconds left.
They're taking their time.
Seven.
She drives the baseline, kicks it back out to Daler. Three-point play.
Boy, I tell you what, Maggie Daler.
That just kills you. You know, you got the impression they were setting up. Full court press again. And it's
stolen.
Intercepted by Bubakar. Gives it back to Linthicum. This is just killing the Lancers. 1:21 left to go in the third period.
They work.
And she is just taking her time. Daniels has it. She thinks about a three-pointer, but not enough time's going off the clock. Linthicum also thinks about it. Daler shoots another one. Almost goes in, rims out. Rebound, that's going to be jump ball. No.
Keeps Frederick. Michaela Daniels down there battling. Went off of Ligonier. Frederick
Double
ball.
More substitutions. India Keene comes in for
Grace Brooks coming in
Maggie
for Ligonier.
Daler. And now Keene's got an inbound at time. She calls a timeout.
Timeout, yeah.
Smart.
It's getting close to five, yeah.
Yeah.
Good thinking there. Of course, Coach Bush letting her know.
1:05 left to go in the third period, and this period pretty much has been off Frederick.
They went from a 17-point lead now to a 26-point lead.
Well, it hasn't been Daniel's best game on offense, but on defense, she's been just lights out. I mean, she's always there wherever the ball goes, and she's always struggling for it. And Lindicum's been wonderful. She's just been fighting really hard. She's got a great eye. She knows where the ball's going to be, and she shows up there in time to get a hand on it and pull it away.
Bubakar has 2-4.
Keene's
five.
Inbounding. Gets it to, oh no, she doesn't. It's knocked away.
Stolen Shea Arneson now.
And
too hard.
Too hard, yeah. And then it's rebounded and given to India Keene by mistake. So Frederick gets it back and immediately sets up. They're in the zone, except one person come out of it. To front Daniels. Pitched in to
Montgomery.
Who turns and shoots, no good.
But she battles against the ball out.
And loses it. Rowan gets it.
2-on-1.
Drives down.
Left-handed. And nice shot by Olivia Winnell.
And she's fouled by Linthicum as she goes up for the shot.
Nicely done by Olivia.
25-49. 31 seconds left to go. 31.9 left to go in the third period.
Rihanna Hall back in for the Cadets.
And
looks like
Olivia Winnell is at the timeline.
Nicole Escalante. Escalante in for Ligonier.
Lots of people substituting.
Daler in for Frederick. India Keene sits down. These interchangeable parts the Cats have, they just have that depth and get fresh legs in all the time.
Olivia Winnell is now at the foul line.
Try and get a three-point play.
And she does. Ligonier 26, Frederick 49. 30 seconds left to go.
There's only a one-second difference in the shot clock and the game clock.
Linthicum has it. Has she crossed the timeline? Now she has.
She does.
She takes her time. Sets it up, almost stolen, and tried to get it to Daler. Daler has it, gives it back.
To Linthicum.
Linthicum has it again. Daler takes a three-pointer, no good. And almost is that lost?
Oh,
out
they lost.
Yeah.
Ligonier lost it out on there.
Ligonier had two players in position. They couldn't agree on who was going to get it, and when they did, they lost control of it.
Boy, this nothing's gone right for the Lancers tonight. That
Jalen Montgomery has to inbound now. Four. Lots of pressure, and they steal it.
He's got to shoot. Nope.
Arnson has it. No good as the shot clock expired. So at the end of three periods of play, Ligonier Lancers 26, Frederick Cadets 49. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
The following is a public service announcement from Potomac Edison. Severe storms are forecasted and may cause power outages. If your power goes out, please report your outage by calling us toll-free at 1-888-LIGHTS. That's 1-888-544-4877. For storm preparation tips and up-to-date information during and after a storm, follow us on Twitter or visit our 24/7 power center online using any mobile device at PotomacEdison.com.
Frederick County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Welcome back, everybody. Ed Lulley and Steve Nibbs here at BB&T Arena at Hood College. where this is a lopsided game so far. It's been all Frederick pretty much. Ligonier's 26, Frederick 49. Frederick's state champs from last year, and they want to go and do it again this year. And tonight they're showing that they're a team that could do it.
No question there, Ed. They're going to be tough to beat. This all-out effort, this constant pressure on the and the back, the whole ball game, pressuring, just taking Ligonier completely out of their game, and it made it extremely difficult for them to do anything on offense.
Linthicum gets it into India Keene, who comes to the top. They're taking their time. They're going to run as much of that clock as they can. Linthicum has it, kicks it back out to Michaela Daniels, tries to get it in, and she does.
Rihanna Hall.
Hall turns and pivots and shoots, and no good. And rebound by, everybody's got a hand on it. And then who finally got the ball?
Oh, Coach Bush called timeout.
And I think it was number 21. Rihanna Hall had it. Had possession, and then as soon as she did, the coach called timeout.
Yep.
That was a good play. 7:40 left to go in the game. Ligonier 26, Frederick 49. Frederick has the ball. 30 seconds on the shot clock. And it's a rather, I mean, it's been a pretty boisterous crowd considering they didn't let anybody in but the immediate family of students.
It's been the, well, the, yeah, they have, they've been very supportive, and then that, you know, not, can't expect any more than that, Ed.
No, and the fans have really done their bit tonight.
Yeah.
We haven't seen anything untoward at all. It's been a wonderful game so far. India Keene's going to inbound under her own basket, looking for somebody to get it to. Finally dishes it out, and it's stolen. And then Linthicum gets a hand on it. And Fiona Keene has it again, fights for it. Michaela Daniels was trying to get it from her. And then finally it's a shot by Olivia.
Linnell, yep. I think the official's going to get this right because the one guy may have not have seen it. I think it's a Ligonier ball.
And that's funny because Linthicum's not arguing.
She's smiling. Knew the ball went out on her.
It's being inbounded now.
Barthlow
gets it.
Oh, nice catch by Rowan.
Rowan drives, shoots, no good. And what?
Oh, she tried to pass it to Michaela Daniels and bounced it off her leg.
Yeah. That's going to be Ligonier ball.
Yep.
And being inbounded by Barthlow. Once again, having trouble getting it in. And it goes off of...
going the other way.
Yeah, it did. It went off of one of their own players. Again, inbounding is a problem for them. 7:22 left to go. And let's see. Michaela Daniels is tying her shoe. Since she's done, she will be inbounding, and probably to India Keene, the only other person in the vicinity. Keene takes it, drives across the timeline, 27 seconds on the shot clock, and she's just letting the clock run. Bounce the ball, no problem.
They don't need to hurry. They can take the entire clock. That's what you want.
And she takes it, gives
nice
it,
pass.
And pass by Daniels. Rihanna Hall, and Hall just lays it in. Another 2 points for the Cadets, 51-26.
And the ball went out of bounds.
Lancers just threw it away. Nope, they get the inbound.
Barthlow trying to get it in.
Lots of pressure. Fiona Rowan has it, being guarded by Linthicum.
That'll be a foul on Linthicum.
Pressing her just a little too much.
That'll be the
her
sixth.
Third.
Yep, her third, team six.
And this is something they've had problems doing, is inbounding it. Okay, Barthlow trying to get it in. Throws
overhead.
It all the way, throws it away. She tried to throw it over top of everybody, so...
Because there was nobody open there. And
well, she was trying to get it to Kara Probion, but Probion couldn't run that fast.
That was, yeah, but she would need to be 6'6 to get that pass. That
maybe,
was so
maybe
hot.
Maybe 6'8, 6'10.
That's unfortunate.
India Keene gets it down to Daniels. Daniels holds the ball. She's signaling to other players, to Bobakar. Bobakar tries to set up a screen, goes under the basket. She gets the ball, brings it back out. Didn't have a clear shot.
And she's having trouble in the corner.
Holds it up. India Keene comes in, gets it back off.
Rihanna Hall blocked by Barthlow, but I think she fouled her.
I didn't hear a whistle, though. Did you?
Yep.
Okay. You're right. She was fouled. And that is the sixth team foul for the Lancers.
That's the third foul.
Third.
On.
Yep. Yeah. First shot is good. She's had a good game. She really has.
Yep. She's got 7
Brianna
points
Hall,
tonight.
Number 21, taking her next shot. And it's no good. Rebounded by Hall. And she's being double-teamed. Gets it back out to Daniels. Daniels, 24 seconds on the shot clock. Take your time. Just run the air out of the game. Hall has it again on the outside. Dribbles the ball. Gets it in. And
stolen.
Then no good. Stolen.
Good job by Jessica Mitchell.
Kaylin
Barthlow mishandled it. Now it's back to Frederick.
And India Keene has it, crossing the timeline. 6 minutes left to go in the game. Daniels has it. She dribbles the ball. Goes to the outside. Tries to get it in.
She's trying to drop past the Brubaker, and I think Kaylin Rowan fouled her.
Yeah, because Rowan was there in position.
Yep, that's her first.
I think she pushed her. She was moving.
That's 7, so we're going to shoot 1-on-1. Sarah Twigg in for the Lancers.
Brubaker has just done a great job. She really has. She's very solid in support. And that shot is good. Almost goes out.
And a nice soft touch off the rim.
That's her 12th point.
Yep.
53-26. And that's all net. 54-26 with 5:50 left to go in the game. And Olivia Winnell has it, drives it across, almost across the timeline. Being double, she's got to get rid of it. Finally does. And Fiona Rowan is fouled.
Now, so we have both teams in the 1-on-1.
Brianna Hall
was on that.
Her second. So Fiona Rowan, number 3, is at the foul line.
And this is her first chance tonight, Ed, to get score.
And she does. That's her first point, which
yep.
is amazing. As hard as she's played this game and as much as she's handled the ball. And that's good. She's only a junior, so she'll be back next year. Fiona Rowan. India Keene now crosses the timeline.
Stolen by Sarah. I mean, yeah. Robion. Kara Rowe Probion with the steal. Nicely done.
Fiona Rowan has it. Tries to set up a play. She's crossing the timeline. 5:21 left to go in the game. Closely guarded. Man,
lose your balance
Daniels
and lost the ball.
Knocks it away. And then
good hustle by Sarah Twigg.
And I think that was a block.
Yeah, she knocked it out of bounds. Good hustle from behind and knocked the ball out of bounds.
I mean, that was a surprise because Daniels was about to go up with it, and suddenly the ball wasn't in her hands anymore. She was like, what happened?
Yeah, Sarah Twigg was there.
Yeah. Linthicum brings it in, gets it to Daniels. No problem at all. 25 seconds on the shot clock. 5:09 left to go in the game. Daniels takes it to the outside, gives it to Keene. Keene goes to the top of the line. Dishes it back out to Linthicum, who gets it over to Daniels. I think they may let Linthicum have another three-point shot.
8 seconds left in the shot clock. Got a shoot here.
Goes over to Linthicum, and guess what? I was right, and it's a three-point shot. And it's good, all net.
That's 3 threes for her tonight.
57-28.
And got
a charge.
Yep. Great job by Rose Brubaker to get it. Didn't see where she was.
And just drove right into her, knocked her down. So that's her third foul.
She reverse pivot.
And it's inbounded by Natalie Washington. India Keene has it. Daniels has it. Daniels turns, talks to her coach for a second. Holds the ball, taking her time.
Coach Eastridge cheering her girls on to keep playing
it.
Hard.
They're
keep playing
just,
hard.
They're keeping their time. India Keene has it. She bumps into Olivia
Winnell. Yep.
And then Daniels has it. Drives the top of the key and shoots. And that's good.
Step back jumper.
59-28. That's her 21.
Nice job by Winona. Oh, when Olivia should have turned around, stopped, and done it before she shot. She worked so hard to get down there, made a great drive down
and
the baseline.
She tried a over her back shot
and
without looking.
And it went way up in the air. She had time to stop, turn around. She would have had a basket there.
It reminds me of the old Lenny Elmore hook shot, and that dates me.
That does go back a few years there.
Brubaker gives it back to India Keene.
Nice pass to Brubaker.
And Brubaker turns and shoots, and that's good. Boy, they are lights out right now.
There we are again, trying
Kara
to get the ball in.
It in. She does. She gets it to, I think that's Mitchell, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Mitchell. The baseball pass again.
They're still on their side of the court, though. Fiona Rowan trying to get past Daniels. And they do, but she has to pick up. No, she keeps dribbling. How did she do that? Kicks the ball over to Probian. And Probian being really guarded by Keane.
And blocked.
And blocked as she tries to shoot. Keane takes the ball, drives across the court. Now she slows it down. 3:04 left to go in the game. And it's Daniels. I mean, this game's pretty much out of reach right now, no doubt about it, and they know it.
Coach will start, East Bay will start putting some reserves in as they get a chance to play.
Lincoln drives, layup, no good.
I think they'll call Rose over the back.
Yeah, Brubaker went up for it, no good. And that's going to be the eighth foul on the Frederick Cadets. Yeah, we got some substitution coming in. Let's see, we have
Maggie Keaton
and
Grace Brooks.
Grace Brooks.
And I think Brianna Delavale is getting ready
and
to come in.
And she is. She just came in. Double zero. Olivia Winnell is going to be shooting at the line. That's all net. Nice shot. That's her 10th point, too.
Yep.
And Daniels takes a seat. And let's see who came in for her.
Samai Williams, Washington.
Samai Williams.
Yeah, Williams, that's it. It was. I was right
it
the
is.
First time.
Right the first time. Next shot is good. So Winnell has 11 points. And 2:40 left to go in the game. And now India Keene is gets it off to Linthicum. Linthicum kicks it back out.
That's some Williams with the ball, and now over to Keene again.
Keene has it, gives it to Linthicum. Washington shoots, no good. Fights
scramble
for the rebound.
And we're on the floor again.
Be a jump ball, I think.
It'll be Ligonier ball. Good hustle there by Maggie Keaton. She was on the floor going after it.
And Winnell goes and has a seat.
That's Nicole Escalante.
And Maggie Keaton comes in
for the Lancers.
And Fiona Rowan drives the lane, tries to shoot, gets it over to number 45.
Grace Brooks.
No good.
And good hustle by Escalante.
Fighting for it. That's
and her jump ball again. Down the floor, I think, was Maggie Keaton again.
Yeah, she was at the bottom. Along with Fiona Rowan.
It was Fiona. It was on the floor.
And they had at least three of the cadets on top of her.
She got... I think it caught one in the mouth there, nose.
She's in pain.
It stung. That'll smart.
You get your nose broken that way.
Shane Arneson in now for Fiona Rowan.
India Keene brings the ball across the top of the timeline, gives it over to Linthicum at the far side, left side.
Boobacar nice pass inside to Washington.
No good. It was too hard.
Went off
and
of Rose.
It's going to be Ligonier ball. 1:52 left to go. Frederick 61, Ligonier 30.
So we got mass substitution here.
If you
Imani,
keep track of them, you're better than I am.
Imani Washington.
For which team?
For Frederick. Savannah Rittinger. Hannah Lehman.
Shay Arneson brings it down and gives it to double zero.
That's
DeVale.
That's Brianna Delavale.
And stolen another jump ball.
Yep.
And that's going to be Ligonier ball.
Yep. Good hustle there by Sakura Goins.
1:36 left to go in the game.
Sakura Goins for Frederick doing a nice job.
Nicole Escalante is going to be inbounding it.
Yeah.
conversation.
There's
the ladies
a little,
out there are agreeing and laughing about something. Good sportsmanship, it really is. Escalante's bringing it in.
Nice pass to Brooks.
Pass, and Brooks scores, and she's fouled, too.
Good job there by Grace. Nice movement. Got to the underneath, got the pass, put it up, and was fouled.
That's her first basket. Next basket, I mean, the follow-up's no good. And let's see, that's number 33 in Maine, Washington. And she gets it off to
Monty Washington. Pikes pass inside.
And it goes through. Who shot?
That was number 15. That was Savannah Redinger. Nice job. Nice pass. Good shot.
Shea Arneson brings it down. She's trying to set a play up. She gets it to Taylor Vale.
Nice pass inside to Brooks.
No good.
Tough break there. Good hustle on the floor.
And that's good.
Timeout.
Oh, that was... Hannah Lehman, number 3, had the ball laying on the floor, and before anything could happen, her coach calls a timeout.
Yep.
Because otherwise, she was about to be swarmed by some
indeed.
Lancers. That was a heads-up play. 104
sure
left to go.
Now, unfortunately for
Lehman. 32, Frederick 63. It's pretty much been all Frederick in the second half.
Yeah, great all-around game by the Cadets.
It really has been. Not to knock the Lancers. They fought really hard, but they just had no answer for that pressure.
Nope.
This is going to be inbounded by Shakur Goins, and she gets it into Simone Williams. Williams has it at the top of the key. Kicks it off to the outside. Let's see. That's
Hannah Lehman.
Loses the ball. Gets it down to... Delavale. Back off to
Shay Arneson.
Arneson gets it back to 45.
Brooks to Escalante. Maggie
shot.
Keaton in.
And that's no good. Rebounded by number 14, Simone Williams. She brings it across the timeline. 30 seconds left. And that was almost a travel. Lost the ball. Now they're struggling for it. Is there a foul finally called?
I believe so.
There was a lot you could have called right there. It was kind of sloppy. We've got almost all substitutes in right now, though.
Nicole Escalante got called for the foul.
And so...
Still 1-1.
Simone Williams is going to be shooting. 23 seconds left to go in the game. First shot's all net. That makes it Frederick.
Samai Williams. Okay.
They put it up faster than I could see it. So let's see. If she makes this, it'll be 65 for Frederick.
Oof.
And it goes in and out, comes back out. And Lancers have it. They cross the timeline with
That's Maggie. That's Shea Arneson.
She falls. I think she was pushed. So that may be a foul.
Yep. Arneson was fouled. So that'll be two shots here for Shea.
And that was a foul on Imane Washington.
Imane Washington.
First shot's no good. Shane Arneson's also a junior at the time. The free throw line, second shot, no good. And
this will be it.
Imani Washington brings it across, and now they have it down under that basket. She shoots at the top of the key, almost goes in, bounces some, rebounded by Frederick. Frederick loses control of it, and I think
it's going to stay with Frederick. It's going to stay with Frederick.
1.8 seconds left to go in the game. It'll be inbounded by Shakur Goins. And Goins bounces it in. And that's the game. Final score, Ligonier 32, Frederick 64. You've been listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back, everybody. Ed Lilly with Steve Nibbs, and we've just seen the Frederick Cadets soundly defeat the Ligonier Lancers, 64-32, and it was a pressure effort by the Cadets by pressuring the Lancers. The Lancers had a lot of problems, a lot of turnovers, and they just couldn't compete with that.
No, they had it. They could not get into their offense for the most part all evening, and Frederick put pressure on them the entire time.
Yeah, if they picked up their dribble, they immediately, it was like magnets, they immediately drew two players.
Well, one instance is to tell you how much it affected the Lancers. We were just talking, Lancers scored 17 points in the first half, 15 points in the second half, so I let you know how devastating that defense was against them tonight from Frederick.
And the Lancers are a good team.
Yes, they are.
The score doesn't represent how good they've been all year, so they were the number one seed.
Right.
Not by much, but they were the number one seed.
It just wasn't their night all the way around. When you're not able to run your half-court offense the way you normally do, that throws things into a loop. And if you do get a shot off, that's the only shot you're getting. It was just an all-around tough evening for Ligonier. A couple, just for scoring-wise, Olivia Winnell was the leading scorer for Ligonier. She did a great job on the boards, and she had 11, and nine of those were from the foul line. So great job by her. Jessica Mitchell had nine, and then Caitlin Barthlow had six. Kara Probion had two, and then Fiona Rowan had two, and Grace Brooks had two. And that was it as far as the scoring for the Lancers. For the Cadets, Michaela Daniels, 21 points tonight, 11 of them from the foul line. Bethicom had nine. Rose Bubakar.
Those were all threes.
Yeah, she had three threes, right? Rose Bubakar had 15. Rihanna Hall had nine. Washington had two. Daler had five. There's, Maggie Daler's a nice little niche to throw in there for Coach Bush. She can knock down that three, and she shoots
the
ball very well.
Handle the ball well, too.
She got five. Rivinger had two, and Williams one. Just an all-out dominating effort tonight by the Cadets, and so I don't know if I'd want to be Westminster or Manchester Valley come Saturday night.
I sure wouldn't. I want to thank for a last time for the game our sponsors, Premier Dental Arts, Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy, Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing, and Bob Dacey and Frank Mitchell back at the studio for running the boards for us. It's been a lot of fun, Steve. Thank you for coming along. And we finally got a score.
I got a score from my friend down there at the Middletown Poolsville game. Halftime, Middletown 36, Poolsville 33.
Wow, that's a close game.
Oakdale won, which the Oakdale girls won, so that's where the game will be come Saturday night for the 2A West region. Whoever wins that Middletown Poolsville game will go to. I'll backpedal a second. If Poolsville wins, the game will be at Poolsville. Middletown wins, the game will be at Oakdale.
Why Oakdale?
Oakdale's number one seed.
Okay.
Middletown's number two seed. So if Poolsville wins, it's down there because they're number one overall seed. They were undefeated. Looks like it's we figured
it'd be too close to call right now.
We kind of figured that was going to be a heck of a game down there. We'll certainly wish the Knights, they pull that one out. And congratulations to Coach Healy and the Bears as they move on and are playing in the region championship game Saturday night.
It's been a lot of fun. I want to thank you all for tuning in to us. And once again, thank Frank Mitchell and Bob Dacey. Keep the boards running. Keep us on. We appreciate it very much. And the Hood and the BB&T Arena here. And thanks them for getting us all set up. For Steve Nibbs, I'm Ed Lulley, signing off. You've been listening to live high school basketball here on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball has been brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend.
Tune in again next time for the best in local high school sports action. Or find the podcast of this game on WFMD.com.